Hello, hello, and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. And here on Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, I bring you weekly blogging tips that will help to turn your passion into a profit. It will help you to broaden your brand and expand your exposure online. And today we're going to be talking about the daily checklist for bloggers. So you've been blogging a while and you may be in your own little world, churning out blog post after blog post, week after week, month after month, and you may be getting frustrated because you're not seeing any ROI or return on your investment, even if this blog is your passion. Let me tell you something. When I first started blogging back in 2012, my first blog, DEDivaDeals.com, fashion and fun after 50, I was turning out blog posts every day, 7 days a week, sometimes 2 posts per day. And I did not get my first comment or acknowledgement for 3 months. That's right, 90 days. Of non-stop blogging, and no one even acknowledged my blog. Had I knew then what I know now, I would have been a much further along. But if you check out some of those posts, you gotta understand why no one said anything about them. But there's gonna be a few things that you need to do in order for you to see some action and some traction on your blog, especially if you want to turn it into a profitable gig. So today, I'm going to cover a daily checklist for bloggers. And if you want, grab a pad and a pencil and you can jot down some notes. However, if you want a copy of the checklist, just send an email to me and leave a comment stating that you want a copy of the checklist and I will get it out to you. So let's start with your blog on social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, whatever the case may be. Remember, you have to post your blog posts to the social media platforms. On Facebook, you should include not only the URL that links back to the post, but an image as well. Ask questions, start a discussion, you know, and if someone replies with a comment, make sure you reply with a comment, not just a thumbs up or a heart. Use your 2 cents. Remember what Gary Vee says without all the F-bombs. He says, use your 2 cents. So write a sentence. Let people know that you've acknowledged them, that you appreciate their comment, and comment on other bloggers' posts as well. That's right. Join those link parties. We talked about this in a previous podcast episode. Join those communities. Be active in those communities. Leave comments on other bloggers' posts, and they most likely will leave comments on your posts. When you're on Twitter, make sure you are tweeting and retweeting others as well. Respond to any tweets or direct messages and schedule some of your older posts to also be out there on Twitter because unlike Facebook, Twitter is very fast. Sometimes your post will not even be read by your followers. Retweet 3 to 5 posts of others and always follow new bloggers and use the appropriate hashtags. Blog, blogger, blogger's life, business blog, and also any keywords from your blog posts. If you're using Pinterest, make sure you pin a good image with a comment and the link back to your blog post. If you're on the gram, make sure those images are eye-catching. That's right. Instagram is a very visual platform. Therefore, the images that you post, you want them to stop the scroll. Now, you can't have a clickable link in Instagram, but in your bio, you can have a link that's clickable right back to your blog. So make sure that you are commenting, you're posting, and using automated or syndicated apps. Hootsuite, Buffer, MeetEdgar, PromoRepublic. This way you can schedule out your content and not be tied to your computer. So on the day that you publish your posts, put them on social media, link back to the blog post, and then automate and syndicate for that evening, the weekend, a week from now, a month, even a year from now, especially if the content is evergreen. When you receive blog comments, make sure that you respond to those comments, good, bad, and ugly. Make sure you be like the Affleck duck, because not everyone's going to write things that you may not want to read. But again, just thank them for their comment. Thank them for their time. Hey, even say, I didn't think about it in that way. But respond. You must respond to all your comments on your blog post as well as on social media. Let's take a quick break. And then we come back. We're going to talk about emails and newsletters as well as videos. So we're going to take this quick break for you to grab yourself a sip or some snack. We'll be right back. And while we're gone, don't forget to subscribe to my blog, dellblogger.com, and share this podcast with your circle of family and friends, because sharing is caring. We'll be right back.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m.
Hello, this is Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger and host of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I come to you with blogging tips and branding trends that will turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspectives? Because people who find value in your words will share them with their family, friends, and followers. A blog is your home base. It's the foundation of your online brand. So every Wednesday at 1 p.m., make sure that you tune in to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit with your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Hello, and welcome back to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger. And today's episode number 26, we're talking about the daily checklist for bloggers. Now, did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspective? A blog positions you as an expert. It's your home base. It's the foundation of your online brand. A blog is where you begin to build influence, persuading your prospects to take action, because it's there that they begin to know, like, and trust you. A blog is where you become recognized as a thought leader, and you can turn the passion of blogging into a profit, and you know I can assist with that mission. So head over to www.ablakeenterprises.com to learn more about my services and offerings and how you can begin to build your personal or professional brand with a blog. Now, before the break, we started talking about some of the daily checklist that you need to do as a blogger, because simply churning out post after post after post is not going to cut it. You have to promote your posts. And you also have to respond. So on the day that you publish your posts, make sure that you either syndicate and automate it using Hootsuite, Buffer, Promo Republic, or Meet Edgar, or you simply go to your Facebook, your Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Pinterest, whatever social media platforms that you have, and you add the URL. Ask a question. Did you know? Because people love to give their opinion. Did you know, or do you know, or leave a comment advising them that there's a new post on your blog, and leave that link so that they can click and go. And make sure you include an image. Always include an image. You know, we as humans have the attention span that less of a goldfish. You heard me say this before. We like bright, shiny objects. That's just in our DNA. We're just built that way. So make sure there's some pretty pictures or a video that's going to stop the scroll. So respond to your comments on your blog. Publish new posts, whether it's weekly, twice a week, three times a week, but be consistent in your posting. And don't just share your posts, share other bloggers' posts as well. Remember, sharing is caring. And link up and join other blogging forums, communities, and parties. Make sure you edit any previous posts that are still sitting in draft so that they can be ready to go. Reply to all your comments on Facebook. Ask questions and start a discussion. Schedule your tweets and reply to other tweets and DMs. Make sure you're following others using the appropriate hashtags, blogger, blogger life, business blog. And retweet at least 3 to 5 posts each and every day by others. Check your email. Oh, yes, check your email and respond to important emails. You never know. There may be a sponsor that's looking for an influencer such as yourself to promote their product and or service. And make sure while you're over there to not only just delete junk mail, but unsubscribe to emails that you no longer wish to keep. Because as you grow your blog, you're going to be getting more and more information, more and more emails, because you're now out there, you're sharing and spreading the news. You're going to get more people who just want to send you stuff, and you may not want it anymore. So delete and unsubscribe and organize that inbox. Put things in a blog folder. If you're on Pinterest, make sure you pin your posts. Repin some old posts using different images. And you know, on dellblogger.com, there is a post about free photo sites. But use Canva. Canva is great. They have upgraded and they are continuing to increase and include new images. Browse other blogs. Comment on other blogs. And when you're out there on the gram, make sure you are posting images that's going to stop the scroll. LinkedIn, do not forget to use LinkedIn. That is the best place in which to not only promote your blog post, but create an article. That's right, create an article by repurposing your content. And speaking of repurposing your content, that's what the topic will be next week. How to repurpose your blog content. So today we talked about some checklist items that you need to do, because it's never just one and done. And if you want a return on your investment, your ROI, your hard work for writing those blog posts, remember there are things that you need to do each and every day. So if you'd like a copy of the checklist, simply leave a comment at the end of this show, or send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. Make sure that you subscribe to my blog, dellblogger.com, because there you can purchase a copy of the Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners book, which is only $9.99. Listen for new episodes every Wednesday at 1. Blog your way to a business profit, you know, because we can be heard on iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and so many more to come. Find it. Follow me on all my social media platforms by simply using the hashtag DelawareBlogger or my Linktree ID, DelBlogger. Thank you guys for listening. And I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, that DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. So tell a friend to listen in. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day.